It's that late night wet wipe stuff, man.
Wet wipe.
Dads.
Late night.
Comedians.
Wet wipe.
You get me?
Three dads, and they're all quite funny. Only started this podcast to make some money. Spotify deals and comedy tours on the agenda. Let me introduce all members. KJ, yeah, he put this thing together. Might be the reason that it falls apart. Came from the hip, but he talks from the heart. Ride or die for the team, you know it's Kazim. Darren Griffiths, getting told off by the missus. Been a dad longer than the other two. An integral member of the crew. Where he's from, they like to say, oi, oi. Darren Griffiths, aka the Essex boy. The doctor, always thinking about a sponsor. Keeps the pod on track, loves prayer,
just
that's a fact.
Man.
Got a BBL just for the brothers that are black. It's Mike.
And this is Late Nights and Wet Wipes.
Yeah,
this
man.
My one comes back real bad, man.
So that's me.
Well, what would you anticipate for yourself?
I'd anticipate I would just come back, question mark.
We're done now, take your money back.
Well, this
one's on us.
Lad, like, you think you're
going to come into the lab for further tests?
Yeah, I think you won't be interested, man.
Yeah,
and we do. How much does it cost?
There always is like special offers, so just wait for a special offer.
I'll probably do it. I just want to see.
But then my wife's one is the weirdest one, because it's like you just assume you're black, Jamaican, same as me.
Yeah,
you know, you can have a bit of white in you somewhere.
Mm.
So yeah, she has like literally like no British or Irish in her at all.
Really?
She's an original.
Yeah, she has white in her, but it's not. Oh. Not
well, it's more Scandi white.
Yeah. And I was just like, what are you talking about?
I got Scandinavian.
Right, let's find her one. Then let's talk about my wife's genetics on the pod.
They emigrated from Norway.
Is it?
To Charlton.
Is it? The Norwegian?
What move?
I best on the white. Yeah, that makes more sense because it's just
so
direct from white.
Oh, the God, you get me?
Them right there.
Right, so.
That's my captain.
So my wife's more Nigerian than I am.
Come on.
72.6%.
Oh, that's strong.
That's clap.
Sierra Leonean, 12.7%, and then she's got 1% North African. Shout out Benzema and the Mandem.
Come on, Morocco. Oi, them oi.
And then she's 1% Irish, Scottish, and Welsh. 1%. The rest, 4.3% Finnish. 4% North or Western European. So that's like
I almost said when you said the second part of that. I was this close to saying starting.
Idiot. So I guess that's like, what's it, North or West Europe? That's Germany, France, Netherlands. And then 2.8% Iberians. So that's Portugal, Spain. And 1.6% Baltic. So Lithuanian, this woman.
Oh, snap.
So I said, yeah.
She travels.
So I said, all that matters, that is fully a white grandparent. Somewhere or great grandparents.
Yeah.
Have you seen when they can track it back to a single person?
That's mad.
To a single, like.
I've seen.
They track your DNA. Oh,
is that
back.
When they do a, was it, mitochondrial one?
Yeah, DNA and stuff like that.
I know the guys will say our Y chromosome. You know, you have the exact same Y chromosome as your dad.
Mm.
Like, you have the exact one. So you and your brothers have the exact same Y chromosome.
Yeah.
So they can track that all the way back to...
One guy, Sal Volcano from Impractical Jokers.
Right.
Comedian, does comedy as well. He got his track back 250,000 years.
Ooh.
To a single man.
Called Jeff.
My name is Jeff.
Shit.
But apparently it was some guy that was frozen in a glacier.
Oh,
and
smart.
as time went on and it thawed out, they like in today's time or like whatever, they found him, and he died with an arrow in his head.
Oh,
and
caught slipping.
But it's like this big thing.
Yeah,
like a piece of history.
Like you're related to that guy.
And,
yeah,
and like they,
it like be related to.
Genghis Khan.
Yeah, something like that, where everyone knows who that person
is. Yeah, that's crazy. That's level.
Yeah.
They tracked his DNA all the way back to there. And I think they said for the... On whoever, like, his... Because what I meant, XY.
Yeah.
Yeah, and they
so
just
they
XX.
Tracked that.
Yeah, the Y chromosome, yeah.
Yeah, they tracked it and some other shit, but they tracked it back far.
Oh.
Mad. From their records. Yeah.
Be interesting.
Yeah, yeah. I'm gonna do mine, man.
Yeah, it was interesting about stuff like migration and whatnot, because like where your family before you've moved from or to and whatnot, because moved from Nigeria to the UK, but did their parents before them and the generation before them, did they move within Nigeria? Have they come from another part of the continent? I don't know, I could be all this time thinking I'm Nigerian, I'm actually Togolese, and then five generations before they just moved from Togo to Nigeria and they just said, oh, we're Nigerian now. It's intriguing. I don't know.
Yeah, shit. Yeah, yeah. You could come out as like just.
Man, that's the thing. Do I have to change my whole persona? Do I still call myself a Nigerian? I don't know.
My mum did hers, and it came, like I was saying, came back obviously Nigerian, and some other stuff, and she sent it off to my granddad, and he was like, "That is a lie."
He's like, "Who are you messing about with, pops?"
But you know, like them staunch Nigerians that would be like, I don't care what the science says.
The science, there's no.
But then she obviously did. Her mum is obviously white, and then tracked that back to Norway.
Yeah,
was their last name was Torreson. And then my mum went on something.
What? As in your grandma's like maiden name was Torreson?
Yeah. So before my nan got married, well, no, her last name wouldn't have been Torreson.
About her like grandma.
What would it have been? Either my mum's grandparents, either the nan or the grand, one of them was a Torreson.
Yeah,
I don't know, but obviously then her name would have been Torreson if it was her dad.
Yeah, yeah,
and then she got married to my granddad, and then the name changed.
Yeah,
but anyway, so there's a Torreson. They came from Norway, emigrated to England, picked Charlton, but then she carried on doing it, and then one day she came up to me. She was like, I can't really figure out if it's through blood or through marriage, but we might be like a certain amount of Irish gypsy as well. I couldn't have been happier.
How come?
Because then I've got to fuck around doing fucking this all day. I was saying stuff in the house, like, you know what I mean? If Tyson Fury and Anthony Joshua actually do this fight, you know what I mean? Who do I fucking support? You know what I mean? Like, as for the Tyson Gypsy King, you know what I mean? Or if I support my Nigerian brother, you know what I mean?
So I had to hold him
for the whole conversation.
Do you like dags? Do you like dags? Yeah, you know, so smart for dags. You know what I mean? I want a fucking caravan! You know what I mean? Snatch.
Oh dear.
Well, that reminded me of the TikToks where like someone who is ostensibly white finds out they're like 0.01% Nigerian, and they're wearing a dashiki eating on rice and eating padded yam, and it's just, oh man, TikTok is funny.
This is the Joe Loaf.
Yeah, the Joe Loaf rice. Just connecting with my people. It's like you're 0.1%.
By now you're 1% Nigerian. Guys, I'm 1% Nigerian, so set me, niggas.
I think that's the issue with it, is that is the first thing a lot of white people
first thing I say, and I walk around my paper with documents like this everywhere.
But that's it. No one.
How
in
much
the history...
percentage do you have to be to be able to sit in England?
I feel
25%.
No, I say 50.
Yeah.
My rules.
Yeah, 50.
I think for people to feel comfortable, because I think, let's just use the famous example, people don't mind, well, bar Kendrick Lamar, Drake saying the N word, but if his son says it, everyone will be like,
what's going on there?
Yeah.
Everyone's like,
I think if his son says it, it will just be like,
no.
Whatever, man.
No, I think there'll be people in the comments like,
really?
Yeah.
There's probably people who are annoyed that he gets cornrows in his hair, let alone says the N word.
Gonna have to black him up.
Oh, yeah, he started doing blackface. They gotta help his case.
he's hard to defend. I don't care if Rudy, but that's when Gullit is his favorite player.
That's why I start saying stuff. So saying,
but
so his regular face ain't black,
because that's a bad thing. That like all the things he could do to be connected to his culture, he's just like, I'm just gonna be racist. It's like, what about like doing some authentic Nigerian things? No.
you can wear the shiki.
You go to the Burna Boy concert. I'm going to see the reunion of Oasis. Long time coming. Can't wait for it. All right. Who's bringing the cucumber sandwiches? All right. Let's go.
But yeah, there's never. I don't think there's never been a consensus. But I would. I'm comfortable, not that it's
I'm saying 33% black, you can say it.
How you go 33%?
Yeah, yeah. No.
I'm not sure how you go to be
fair. You should be able to be like, if you're going to say it, you should be able to say, that is my black, one of my black parents. You can point to them and be like, that's them there.
Well, my son can do that.
As long as you're half.
Hmm?
As long as you're sort of half.
What?
I'm saying, I'm comfortable with 50%.
So if my son said it and then went, that's my dad over there, are you cool?
I'll be like, your dad can say it.
Yeah. Yeah, you pointed the man who caps it. Hey, you little boy.
I'm going to get him to say it so much.
I'm like, ooh, you got to ruffle some feathers.
As we're driving down the road, I'm like, why don't you window and call this guy?
And then that's what it's like, ooh-wee.
Joking, that's not how you solve racism. I actually solved racism the other day at Quincy's show, yeah.
You fixed it? Was racism done now?
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
It's over for artists, so we don't have to worry about penalties no more.
Yeah, no, I did that for you guys. I don't want to applaud it, thank you.
How do you end it?
So there was just like a fully black crowd, two very white English guys in the front row with the England tops on. And the younger one got up. I said, where are you going? He said, to the bar. I said, very cheekily, I said, oh, I have a Guinness, fucking around. And he came back with one, and kind of like the mafia, where they hug, and the war's over. We cheered in front of the camera, took a sip. Was it?
Dude, I think you fixed it.
400 years forgiven.
I think that's racism fixed.
I feel it in the air.
Getting a drink and, you know, sharing that, I think it's all a lot of issues.
And it doesn't hurt that the drink was a fan favourite of Nigerians.
Mm-hmm. True.
You know.
But Guinness.
The complexion of the drink is very dark.
But.
No doubt.
But Guinness stay woke. Irish. Stay woke, though.
Yeah.
Why is the white on top of the black?
Oh, shit, then.
Shit.
Then
you should just smash the glass on the floor. I'd be like, fuck you!
But, there is less of the white.
There is, but they're still on top. It's South Africa.
Oh shit, good analogy.
Stay woke. If he was trying to fix racism, we would have given you that with the white bit at the bottom.
Yeah, figure out that.
And apologise.
Figure that out.
Figure that out.
That's when someone's done too much. Like, you've done too much. I don't know how you've done this. I don't know how you've got the head of the bit at the bottom. I don't know how you've done that, but I appreciate it.
Yeah. Oh, okay, maybe. All right, back to the drawing board, boys.
Fair enough.
All right.
Fair enough. What question,
has
guys?
Has Nigel Farage got any kids?
Probably about five. Yeah. I reckon he's got five.
Yeah, probably,
what
yeah.
What are their ages?
I don't know.
I'll guess they're adult kids.
No.
He's 60, or
he's trying to be someone who has like a child that's like about 12.
Can we quickly do Goog?
Yeah, this is Goog.
What's your rationale?
I think you know where I'm going with this.
Well, you want to try and get with one?
Depending
on, I'm assuming of legal age, I'm not trying to stitch you up here. They're all six.
Sometimes the jokes aren't funny until you hear the facts.
Yeah,
it's true.
Yeah,
I said four kids. So Thomas, Isabel, Victoria, and Samuel. Let's see. So far, what was he on? He was on
Drugs.
I'm a Celebrity, isn't it?
Oh, yeah.
And there's, I remember this is what makes me laugh about people online. So he was talking about, who votes for you? And he goes, when I'm driving through South London, they say, oh, why do you mention South London? And he just kind of just looked like, he didn't even give any explanation. He kind of just stared at us like, okay. He's like, that's where I live.
He's from Belling.
Like, yeah, he went to Dulwich College.
Yeah.
It's just like, he's from South London, but it's just funny. In her mind.
Who questioned him?
Nella Rose. Yeah. In her mind, he's like, you're white man pandering, saying you got to drive through South London. He's like,
I'm in South London more than you.
Yeah,
I
was in South London before your parents came.
Before your parents were allowed to fucking talk to me.
I wish you just said that. And held it down. They're all affluent white areas.
Look, I think that. Because I lived in Lewisham for a small amount of time, right? Oh. And my ex, so she was from like somewhere else in South London. So she was trying to buy. She was looking for somewhere to buy, and I was saying to her, "You should look to buy at Lewisham."
Yeah.
And she's like, nah, in her mind, she hadn't been to Lewisham since she was like a kid, and Lewisham was a shithole to her. She's like, not buying Zoe Lewisham.
Well, was she Caucasian?
No, black.
Okay.
She's like, not buying Lewisham, not buying Lewisham. It's like, you know what, people from South, like, you know, South.
Yeah, yeah.
You don't
yeah.
go to any other place in South other than your
bit
of South.
Yeah, yeah, you say you go to your bit and go to Central.
Like,
yeah,
unless someone outside of South is talking shit, then it's like, fuck you and your whole family.
Yeah.
Yeah, no doubt.
And so she was like, don't even want to look in. And then she looked and said, oh, yeah, it's actually nice. And the things she liked about Lewisham, all the gentrified bits and stuff. So I remember going there, they changed the model market to, you know, some kind of little mini Shoreditch kind of.
Yeah. Black market.
Yeah, and I was like, oh, I used
black
to
market used to stink, though.
Yeah, but in my head, I remember, you get clothes, patties, CDs.
Lock 29. Lock 29 tracksuits. Yeah. Come on. Fucking so, AIDS.
Yeah. You get anything you wanted there, man. So I remember, so I was like, when I got there, I was like, oh, that's kind of, I mean, of course this market's never going to survive nowadays, but I remember it. But she's like, oh, it's so cool, it's got this thing, an avocado on toast, you know, it's all this kind
oh,
of
shit.
Then there's this pub that was down the road that had like, you know, the pub that has like a big scotch egg on a bit of wooden board. She loved that. It's got a quiz night. And I was like, this ain't South London. What the fuck is this?
The game's gone.
Yeah, in my head I was like, this
game's gone. I didn't want to ask you what you doing here.
Yeah, I'm walking these streets feeling
that makes you feel comfortable.
I'm walking these streets feeling very safe. And then
you see white people walking through with their phones out, you're like, what the fuck are you doing?
And then
this trying to put you onto the game, Zeke.
But, no, but here's the thing that made me laugh. So I was walking through, I saw this like white guy, and in my head I could just see in his face, it's like, you're generationally South London. Like, I could tell that it's like, you're born here, your parents are born here, your grandparents are born here, they're all South London, you've never left Lewisham, that's it. But I thought what outsiders would look at, me and my ex be like, yeah, they're real Lewisham. And this guy, like, look at this guy who's all gentrified. I was like, he's probably pissed off that shop's changed, that pub's not the same now. Whereas my ex is like, oh, it's really nice. They've got this new falafel place.
He sat there
that
going,
funny. That's true.
He sat there going, why do people want to fucking buy more houses here?
It's almost like he's gone through two revolutions, like immigrants come over, change the complexion, and then now it's been gentrified.
All those folks who move to Kent or move to Essex, they go off because they're not, if the people that aren't happy with the immigration, they move out. The core ones stay, the ones that are cool with it, they all grow up with the black kids or whatever it is, and then you get the gentrifiers come in and cools and that.
Yeah.
Very interesting dynamics, but yeah, Nigel Farage is a proper South Londoner.
His daughter is, so Isabel is 19.
Oh, I'm out.
The other guy of the joke.
Back to the drawing board.
And Victoria is 24.
No.
No? Does it work for your joke? No. No? Too young still?
No, just my moral compass, yeah.
24 is too young for you. How old are you?
31 soon.
Fair enough. I respect that.
Respect it. But yeah, and also...
24-year-olds are dumb.
And also, you know, just because...
I mean, for me, I'm older than you guys. It's just a completely different thing. I've sit next to a 25-year-old girl. And she tells me about her weekends, their trials and tribulations in life. Like, I love life. And I'm just like, this is such a non-issue. Or you've created all of this problem. Like, this is... I really don't know,
imagine Darren. I can't. It's almost sitcom-y to me in my head. Imagining you sitting at work and like listening. Like when you said I sit next to, would you say a 25-year-old girl?
Yeah.
Yeah, there's something, there's comedy there somewhere.
You're probably just unsympathetic to her plight.
Yeah, I'll just give her advice. I'm
more advice that she wants to hear or just actual like useful.
No, Darren gives her advice, but at the same time, couldn't give a fuck.
I like her, so it's cool. So I want the best for her, but it's like, and a lot of time I give advice, and it's her going, I know, but I was like, there's no but. It's like, my advice is sound advice. You should just follow that advice if you want.
Well,
this,
you know, but that's the thing. 25 is the age you can still fuck up. And
I said to her, I go, you've got 4 more years. Or fucking up and fucking about, all right?
Yeah. Darren's like,
that's what you've got.
Take my advice, or go go back to your drug dealer next and suck his cock, whatever. Do what you want. That's what you sounds like you really want to do. So just, you know.
It ends like that a lot of times. It's, I've said all this, but I know this weekend, next Monday, you're going to come back and tell me nonsense about what happened this weekend.
I feel like we should now have sporadic updates on work girls' problems.
Oh, yeah, I'll give you a full download of it after.
Because I can't even, I don't know when's the last time either of you went on a night out? Like you went out and it was just like got back proper night out, nightclub.
Time in Cardiff.
Got so last time. This is shit. Now.
Got back like you're leaving the club at 2:33. Like,
no, this was saying to someone the other day. I can't remember the last time I was in a club.
A few months ago, I had it, and it was entering a it wasn't a club. It's like it's a bar that turned into a club kind of thing. It was
like a vodka revs.
It was entering that made me go, oh, night's done.
what about it? Was it just like
how young everything was?
Oh, so who's you with? So there's work context for people. Okay, so the work night out.
So we're all the same age. It's all good.
Was it an occasion or just like?
Nah, it's just a social. We went to like places to play like beer pong and stuff, karaoke. Yep. We're all having a laugh. That we're going to carry on the night.
Was it a Thursday night? I'm guessing.
No, it's a Friday.
Okay.
Let's carry on the night, and then we went to somewhere else. And I said, yeah, cool. And then a few people, I'm going home now. I was like, let's go to this place. And one of the younger guys in the group's like 26, 27. He's like, we go to this place.
Okay, so he's got energy.
Queuing up, get in, handed my coat. Like, okay. And I walked to the bar. I'm just like, no one's got facial hair.
Was it that everyone was just young, or was it the music, or was it like I've not done this in a while, or is it kind of like I'm actually quite tired?
It was at that moment where I was like, what am I here for now?
Yeah,
what am I? Because before it was I'm just bantering with people I work with.
Yeah,
only time I used to enter these venues is I'm on the pool when I was single. So maybe it's a marriage thing, like being in a relationship, and then the age thing as well. Just like, I'm the old guy in the club. I'm an old guy in the club right now.
And you'll be like, you're sort of clearly viscerally aware of this.
Yeah, I'm just like I'm there just drinking. I'm in person, I'm drinking a pint.
Everyone's spirit mixes.
Yeah, I'm just like, yeah, I'm gonna finish this pint, and then I'm going home.
That is funny.
Yeah.
So I like that social awareness though.
I went on a night out in Liverpool the first time I did hot water.
Oh yeah. What other comics or I don't know.
So my friend came with me to Liverpool.
That's always fun.
Oh, that's sick, yeah.
And that have to be Brighton,
another actually. Comedian was there by himself and was like, do you mind if I come out with you lot a little bit? Don't know if you guys know him, Deej Paxton.
No.
Yeah, Newcastle.
He's from Newcastle.
Yeah. So
that's always gonna be fun then.
Yeah, but he actually Not early, but he called it a night first. I think he had to be up early in the morning or some shit.
Because anyway, Newcastle's far from everywhere, even Liverpool. Yeah.
ended up in a pop world.
All right, shit.
Oh, damn.
Yeah.
That's a proper chainy club.
Snow bunnies in there, I'll tell you that for free. And I bought the Kanye West Shutter glasses in there.
Yeah.
Was dancing on a pole, embarrassed my family name. That was the last time. That was the last time I've been in a club.
How many years ago was that?
Three years. I went down Brighton a few months ago, actually.
What, you were down for Comedia?
Comedia, and then two of my mates came.
Watched
the show, and then we went out after.
Was that the Saturday or Friday? You had the room. Oh, so you had the room. You can mess yourself up if you really wanted to.
Yeah, and what was funny is I'm married, they have two long-term relationships.
Yeah.
All behaved ourselves. So we end up attaching ourselves to these three other women who were like married and stuff. Older women as we was leaving the club. We was in the like takeaway. We were just chatting the better kids married.
That is so funny.
All old people shit just in this takeaway, just like, I don't even go out anymore. It's like, nah, neither do we.
did you plug the pod?
Did I plug the pod? No, they follow on Insta though. They follow on Insta.
What, you on Insta?
Yeah.
Oh.
So they'll see the
visuals.
That is, could you mention there everyone's in a lot of relationship? Yeah. Is that a condition for you to go out now, or was that just by chance?
No, I suppose it's just age. Most of my mates are in relationships. Mm. And the ones who are single aren't going out on the pool because they're like the 36. So like, who are you actually going to meet out?
Why are they giving up?
No, this is like, if they'll just go on, they'll go like online dating, or they'll meet someone more organically, less pressure of just like, I'm on a night out, so I need to talk to someone.
Yeah, kind of thing.
Last time I got matched up was the 4th of May. No, 1 March. 4th of May. Whenever I did match up.
But just hang over with kids, it's the same.
Yeah. I just went out, stepped out. I can't, I personally can't remember the last.
I didn't get home till about 9 o'clock.
And the hangover of children is just different now. It's just, it's not
even worth it. More times, it's not even worth it.
No.
I don't know.
Last time I was really fucked up was.
Fucking.
Oh, the birthday?
Yeah.
Where you can make it the next year.
I got so fucked up, I missed his son's birthday.
Oh, okay, I thought you were fucking.
No.
And, like, no, we had to go on the.
Yeah.
That's fucked up.
And getting arms out with the party planner.
Oh yeah, I think I assisted that beef.
You did.
With my, no, just take it. What? Why did you take? And the thing is, it all came from goodness, because that means you wanted to make sure she had the complete party pack or something like that. And then obviously I didn't know, I should have left it to organisers.
Yeah.
But yeah, I can't remember last time I went out. Definitely in London.
We should all go out.
Let's go out.
Yeah, let's go out. Do it up.
Well, it's just about finding an appropriate time. Because the thing is, for me,
fucking.
No.
Cut it out.
You need to update your insult work.
Cut out.
That's what you need to do. You need to, like, it update.
Cut out.
See?
I'm going to hate editing this episode. I'm going to, fuck, I've got to cut somewhere. Find it, cut it.
Oh, dear. Just add a beep. Don't cut it. Just add a beep.
Yeah.
Beeps add curiosity. They're like, what?
That's true. Yeah. You just need to update your insults. But, what we should is just about picking an appropriate day. Because for me, it's better midweek.
Is it?
Is it? No. Thursday will be ideal for me. Because Thursday, gig or no gig, potentially, like, compared to Friday, Saturday, less chance of a gig. Or if there is, if I'm lucky enough to have it in London. And then Friday, he goes to nursery anyway, so.
We should all get really hammered and then go do a spot.
I've done that before.
Well, we know.
Oh, he's there. Oh, yeah. All right.
What was that at?
Brixton.
For who?
After the Ritzy.
Oh, that's Jeremy Sotone's gig.
Yes, yeah.
He just fucking, he came on stage and just zoned in on this girl and just fucking annihilated her.
Was he wearing a flat cap?
I can't remember. All I know is that he just.
She was Norwegian.
Oh, damn.
I remember that. For some reason, he was just like, you are my victim today.
Oh, damn. That scares me.
They did nothing. And he was like, I choose you.
I was bashed.
I think I was there.
You had drinks that day as well.
No, so it was literally, I was at like a social event with work where it was like free bar, and it was like, we was on a boat from like 1.
Props to you though. I still came and did your spot.
Yeah.
To like up. 7. I was with a colleague going, I've got a gig after this. He goes, oh, come. I was like, yeah, man. And you saw him. He was literally slumped on the stool at the back.
That is too
And he was
funny.
Like, he was holding a pint and kind of a cage just going, he didn't need that pint. He didn't need to be drinking anymore.
He was finished.
Absolutely toast.
Fun fact, I don't know if it was the same girl. It was that, because we went outside and they were talking to
you
us.
You got someone's number
that
night. I was
smashing one of them for about 2 years. Friends with benefits.
Yeah. Oh, what, person that attended the gig?
Yeah.
Never fair play. Don't fuck your fans. Good thing she didn't find me funny.
Oh, hot damn.
But yeah. I've got a question for you guys. Parenting question.
Yeah. Because we've gone way off track.
I mean,
but it's sort of related to parenting, because I do think your social life, we all know your social life changes. And that's why I was asked the question, because I was like, I can't remember the last time I just was stepped out or even did anything fun. But anyway, go on.
No, it's true though. Like, it's, I'm going out to watch, actually, I won't say that because your time stamp what this, where the pod is. Anyway. Your sons, just specifically about sons.
Yeah.
Are your boys fucking violent maniacs.
Yeah.
Because Xavi has done something this past week a few times where, first of all, it was an accident. It was a fluke. So I remember I'm getting him dressed. What he likes to do, he likes to stand up and hug.
Mm-hmm.
And just grip. And he's very annoyed because he's like, I've just creamed him and now he's just hugging me.
Yeah.
And he wants a cuddle. But it's a very aggressive cuddle, fine. But I was trying to get him down to change his nappy and he kept getting back up. And then I tried to get him down and he stood up and I was like, did this guy just headbutt me? did he just go for a headbutt? I was like, nah, and he's done it again. I was like, Miss Red, what are you doing? I just grabbed him, what are you doing?
Hey, we doing, cuz.
And I thought, he's just frustrated. He's just thrown his head about.
Yeah.
And the other day, whatever reason, he wanted, they both had snacks, but he wanted the snacks in Zadie's plate.
And they look better on her plate.
And Zadie is, she's no victim. She's no victim.
She holds it down.
But it's like, she knows I shouldn't hit. She's got that in her head that she shouldn't hit. And she's more of a shouter and a screamer. It's like, no, Zavi, just shout in his face. Even when he does something minor.
Mm.
Like, he could just be sit next to her and just move his hand there and just scream his face. Like, leave him alone, man. Like, why is he so horrible to your brother? But he wanted to feel, I could hear him. He was growling. This guy was growling. And then was growling as well. I was looking at the time and going, are these guys like just like wild animals? And then he's grabbed her and he's just started going, bam, 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 just headbutting.
Oh, snap! WWE.
And it switched the whole move from her ground, and she was just like, and he's just throwing headbutts. And now, because he's been hitting, and was like, "Do it. We're going to just put you in a cot or put you in your high chair." He has to know if you hit.
Yeah, there's the punishment.
You're just there. And I was just like, headbutted. Like,
that's innate?
Or is
that's from within?
Or is that just him? Is that him or the all boys headbutt? I need to know. Do your boys headbutt, or is my boy
my
Phil Mitchell?
This is next level.
I've seen my son headbutt the wall.
Right.
Oh wow.
Yeah.
In anger.
No, just klutz. But he's done it like continuously.
Right.
So I don't know if you're going to do this, if he's on a bed, he will try and find himself comfortable. He'll lift his head up and then he'll just throw himself down like he's been at work all day. But sometimes he's too close to the wall.
Ah, okay.
Now, it's not a wall like that. It's like the
plasterboard.
Yeah.
So it's hollow.
Yeah. So his head licks it. But you would think that
he's out.
It's another pillow. That he's just he's headbutted his sister. But I don't know if he does it. This is different. I still don't know if he's done it intentionally.
Yeah,
or if he's just not spatially aware of his own
massive
head.
Yeah. His massive toddler head.
Yeah, legit. He will slap, scratch, and throw on purpose.
Scratch, slap, and throw. He will remember.
So if you trouble me now. In 30 minutes, I remember I come and throw a lorry in your face.
Oh, wow. He holding grudges.
Zabby's
got a quick reset. So he will headbutt your face off. But then if you just give him that toy chicken he's headbutting you for,
it'll
take the toy chicken and just walk away. Slowly, like, calm. I'm not angry anymore. We could play.
We good.
He was out yesterday. And he was crying, kicking off. He was tired, but he loves buses.
Yeah,
that's his
and he knows how to say it.
Yeah.
So we're in this restaurant. They sat us by the window. Bus goes by in a restaurant. Bus! Fuck's sake, brother. So he was crying, kicking off, and I was like, I don't want to like just let you cry. So I just went, oh, look, a bus. This is him. What? Where?
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Bus driver 7 year old.
That's the only thing I can.
Have you got him a toy bus? Yeah,
he's got so many buses, lorries, fucking. But he'll see this can and be like, bus. I'm like, no, no. You're headed for bottom set.
Thought he knew what he meant. Yeah, it's like my son knows cow.
Yeah,
it's like cow, cow. That's what he said, cow, cow, cow. And then he picks up a pig. Cow. It's like, no, that's...
Nah.
It picks up a shit. Cow. It's like, no. I gotta get in your head. In your head, these are all they have similarities.
They're all sort of objects.
Yeah.
Well, Nathaniel doesn't. I'm teaching him to. He had a phase where he was pushing a lot.
Yeah.
So I'm trying to. I'm converting him to push the hug. So if he runs up to me, he's in this natural inclination is to push my chest, like to push me over. But I'm like, no, hug. And after that, probably 3 or 4 goes, he will hug. Yeah. But he does, when he gets into his tantrums, yeah, he's just clapping. Everything, clap. Like if you're in the middle of that, you're catching that 5 before you can grab him. But hey, come on, man.
Boy's got hands.
He's got hands. You're like, you don't know where it's come from. Like before you've reacted, you've already clapped before.
They jumping me? They jumping me?
No. How many of them is days? How many days are there?
One day or many days?
You're like, yo. So, but no, he's never headbutted. Zavi's on one.
Is he on it though? Is he like, I'm piecing you up? Or is he just, is that just a byproduct of his
frenzy?
Yeah. Because my son will look at you, like, he'll look at you and be like, fucking pussy.
Yeah. Zavi's looking you dead in the eye, yeah. And it's like,
and if he's doing it, if he's doing it to his sister,
yeah,
like he'll be like this. Say like you're me.
Yeah.
He'll be like this. You know what? Don't look. Oh shit! Look, Vaseline. Oh. Alright. Still look at this Vaseline. Fuck's sake, you're not on your phone. Look. The moment I look away,
pussy! Oh,
pussy
clap! See, but there must be part of me that's a bit proud that at least he's smart enough to try and get away with it. See, because like Zadie, she's just a big liar.
Yeah.
Just a big liar. It's fibs, but she's just a big fucking liar.
Right? Yeah.
Sorry, literally, I'm sat on the stairs, so you've been to my house before.
Yeah.
So, stairs are there, front door, living room stairs, living door. So Zavi is right in front of me in the stairs. Zadie in the living room. Something happens. She starts crying and stuff. So I've got up. Zavi's gone in. I've got up. What's wrong? So, Zavi hurt me. And I was like, not a chance. Not a chance. Because Zavi was there.
Objection.
Right there. So I go, I don't know why you're lying. I go, why? Why? Like, what happens? I hurt myself on this toy on the floor. And I was like, so why did you say Zavi hurt you? And she's like, it's literally no accountability. It comes that early.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, this is sexist.
She just cries her way out of it.
No accountability. She's like, oh, cuddle. I was like, nah, man, just piss off.
You're like,
you gotta explain yourself. Use your
words. Even Nomi's down like that.
Yeah, Nomi's worse than me. I'm softer than that. I just want the noise to stop. Nomi's just like, no, stop the noise.
Oh, is this the primary school now? The primary school.
Yeah, teacher, I think so. Yeah. I'm just like, stop the noise.
What did Nomi say to the
kids?
So the claps.
Yeah.
Because kids, well, not in my school, but kids are just like, oh my days, I can do that too. Let me concentrate. see you, player.
But yeah, we've got our different disciplines. So she'll tackle it head on. Mine's ignorance. That's my thing.
So she's crying later.
Yeah, she's crying. I'm just like, I'm just not. I'm just walk away. Whereas Nobi's just like, stop the crying. Stop it now. Stop it. And then, like, Zadie starts doing that kind of, you know, that scream, cry.
Yeah, she's shrieking, yeah.
If she could swear, she'd say, fuck you. But she can't. So she's going, like that. She does that. And then Nomi's like, you do not do that.
Damn.
And there's just this kind of battle of Zadie just, emotions going everywhere. Now fully throwing herself on the floor.
Kids do anything that, To the other parent that make you laugh?
Oh, yeah.
You've forgot yourself and laughed at
Well, sometimes it is actually just out and out funny, and Naomi's laughed herself. But then when she's me. Mm. So this is a funny thing. When Zadie does something that is like Naomi, Naomi does not like it. When Zadie does something that's like me, I find it hilarious. Okay. So I always joke to Naomi, I clearly am very comfortable with how I vibe. If you, you don't like how you vibe. So this lady's already like, she'll do, I'll do a silly voice and say, she's like shouting at me, going, stop that voice. I don't like it. I don't like jokes. And I was like, you're your mom's kid. That's straight away. But then she's a hypocrite because she's doing something to wind up Naomi. No, he's like, stop it. And then Zadie's just singing, but I like annoying mummy.
Oh, wow. Catchphrase.
And she's just singing it. It's like, let's get on. Yeah, it's like, let's annoy mummy. And then she just started doing stuff to annoy her. And I was just like, that is hilarious.
That's my dollar.
Yeah, that's fantastic.
See, I'm the opposite to you.
What's that?
So I'm really good at just ignoring people.
Yeah.
Like, even when they're right there.
Yeah, yeah.
So, they could be talking to me, and I'd just be like, a bit kind of like how I see my son is. I'd be like, what?
Yeah, yeah.
And they just get so frustrated. My son is taking it to another level.
Oh, he can just ignore you fully. Just like, shut
I'm not
out.
Like, I can be here, and he'll just be like...
That's a skill, though.
Yeah.
That's a talent.
But Alani will copy everything I do. Yeah.
What, as in to... annoy you, like I'm copying.
No. Just like,
just to emulate you.
I can't, like, bro. I could. I don't know. Shit in a bag and throw it at a mum.
Yeah.
And then Alani would be like,
"Is that what we're doing now?"
I don't know. What's wrong with that? What's wrong with that?
Because that's what we're doing
hilarious
now.
Hilarious.
Yeah. Or if my mum was like, "You just threw a bag of shit at me," she'd be like, "Don't think he did."
Don't know what you're on about.
Two against one. So there's always, because like we like from obviously when I spoke before, like we're doing more family stuff, and you know, we both agree that that's like good things to do.
Yeah.
And there's always a running battle with Alani and her coat. Right. Take your coat, not cold. Take your coat, not cold. Spring it anyway. I'm like you. I'm getting in the car.
Yeah. I'll just take your coat in the car.
Because I guess because of the age difference.
Yeah.
It's like, no, you go get your coat.
Yeah.
You're 9. Go get your coat.
Yeah.
Anyway, so she brings her coat yesterday, and we go to the park and it starts to rain, and we're like, pack it up, we're gone.
Yeah.
And Lani's like, oh man, we didn't even get to do like the whole park, blah blah blah. And her mum was like, it was raining and I didn't and Alani goes, oh well, I wasn't cold or getting wet. And she said something like, yeah, well you had a coat on and I was getting cold and wet. And like the way she dropped it, she was like, Alani just went, should have brought a coat. like remember all the times you told me to bring a coat, right? And I just like was like like that. And she's like, you shouldn't laugh at that. You should be like, we are meant to be a team. You should be backing me up. I was like,
but you should have put a coat.
But she, I was like, she done ya. She's set you
up.
I saw that coming from yesterday. She finessed you, right? And then Lani went like this. Ooh, roasted. I just roasted you. You're going to be on my toast tomorrow.
Oh my goodness.
And then I was in tears. That is funny. I'm
that is...
saying that on stage.
That is funny.
And then I went like this. And don't worry, I'll put you in the credits. Cherie went, I don't want to be in the fucking credits. I went, I wasn't fucking talking about you. I was talking about the writer over here. You're going in the credits.
That's the thing. You got cooked.
Ooh, roasted. I just roasted you. You're going to be on my toast tomorrow.
From a 9-year-old, that's hilarious.
That is hilarious.
And there was nothing.
There's no chance I'm keeping composed. I'm bursting out laughing in the face. Like even if I'm telling you off, if I'm telling you off and you did that to me, I would laugh.
And then Shree was like this. She's like, even if it is funny, right? You shouldn't laugh it in the moment. You should like be on my side, and then later on be like, do you know that thing you said to him? That was pretty funny. And I go, well, do you realize you're talking to a comedian?
Yes.
Do I come on stage and wait 30 minutes for someone to come up to me and be like, by the way, that fucking joke is pretty funny.
And I'll stone face for it.
Yeah, trust you want reaction in the moment, and I'm giving it to her because she done ya.
Yeah,
sometimes you gotta hold it down, man. Don't let people get you.
So she went, Should have brought a coat.
It's cold. Wow.
That's good comedy.
It was great.
Yeah, good timing as well.
Oh, it was amazing.
Sure, I was future.
I was like, I thought my talents were lost in this house.
Nah.
But someone's picking them up.
You got someone to bounce off and work with.
My son's a troll.
He's a troll.
He's a troll. He'll pretend to pick things up off the floor and give it to you. And you put your hand out, it's nothing. He's like...
See, my son's at the age where he has that kind of Pavlovian response to the word tar. So even if he wants it, tar, he lets go and gives it to you. Then you take it away from him. He's like, oh, no, that isn't what I wanted to happen. That's shit. Oh! You tricked me. You said tar. You knew I'd open my hand and give it to you. You bastard. He's like, ah, he did it again.
That is so funny.
I didn't learn from the last time.
He's like, well, he will fight you for anything. He goes, ta. He's like,
oh, there you go. It's like he's had his open against his will, and he's like, here you go, sire. Just take the item.
Isn't it funny how kids are so different? Like, every kid is so different.
Yeah,
like,
every kid's unique.
My son's the reverse of that.
Yeah,
he will bring you everything you don't want and say this. Here you go.
And he will just pass it.
Here you go.
I don't want that.
You got
bare.
I'm on the toilet
with pots and pans.
Put me with you apart from tissue paper.
That is funny. If he's playing with something, he's got a pink recorder. I hate the person who ever bought that for him. He was just blowing it around him, and I'm like, if I've had enough, or he starts knocking on the walls, and I'm like, don't do that again. But do it again, I'm going to take it away from you. Does it again, I take it away, put it somewhere you can't get it. He's like holding on, and obviously his grip is tight. Yeah. So I'm actually having to use two hands to ungrip this boy and put it somewhere else. And then he's obviously has a tantrum and whatnot. But then otherwise, if there's something, so if I ask him, then he won't give it to me. But if there's other stuff that I need my keys. He's playing with it. I'm like, give that to me. He'll come and give it to me more time. Yeah. So he is pretty responsive in that way. But if he's got something he wants.
Get him over.
My son's pretty good at spitting something out if you're not quite sure what he's just put in his mouth. Pause.
So what if you put like a polo or something like that?
Yeah. Or like, did I tell you the other day when you put Blue Tack in his mouth?
No.
Did I not tell you that
story? No, we had the Blue Tack story on.
That was about your daughter not knowing Blue Tack and White Tack.
Yeah, it was that day.
Oh,
yeah. Right. He shoved the Blue Tack in his mouth. We didn't know what it was. He picked it up, looked at it, and his mum went, "What's that?" And he went, "What?" Like fed, and he had crack in his hand.
That's hilarious, and
that was the one day he wouldn't spit something out. I had to fish it out. Whose was that? What color is it? Blue.
But that's one thing I realized as parents, man. Like we do.
Oh no! That fucking vexed me that day.
Blue
vexed me. I got vexed yesterday.
White blue tack and blue tack.
You got to specify.
What did she say yesterday? What's a bridge? I said stop. Stop.
Is he trolling you?
We're not moving from this subject until you can articulate to me what a bridge is. Yeah, because if I just go fucking Roblox, you tell me about fucking Roblox. Tell me what a bridge is. She was like, it's a thing. I was like, do you want to go home?
I'm going to break your TV.
Yeah. Do you want to be late in the house?
Jeez.
Yeah? I think I actually said to her with a mouthful of food, do you want to go to school on the weekend?
Do you want to start going
to school on the weekend? You can't tell me what a bridge is.
That's true. Threat them with extra education. Times have changed, man. Normally it's beats. Nah, it's like, do you want more education? What a concerned parent. I like that. You're threatening it. Do you want more education? What?
Oh, yeah, man. Yeah.
But every child is unique. Every child is special. And
yes.
We thank the good Lord for blessings, man. And we hope for many, many more children.
What's up?
I'm saying we hope for many more. I don't know. My wife wants to end after two.
She's trying to end you.
Yeah, she wants. She wants to
cut your balls.
Get the castration. Over vasectomy.
You could probably
do a vasectomy
vasectomy to yourself. No,
I've not been trained to do it, but I wouldn't mind.
Give it a go.
How difficult could it be?
See, I think
it's like a non-invasive. Sort
yeah, you start on the same day, like no anesthetic.
Well, I don't know about that.
The tech has leaped massively.
Yeah, it's pretty good.
You know, like all the kind of sitcoms used to be, guy goes in, he's all like, oh, I saw these balls for 2 weeks. Now it's just like, I got a vasectomy this morning.
Smashing tonight.
Yeah, I got a vasectomy this morning.
Testing this out. Well, I don't know how long you have to wait before you...
I'm busting tonight.
That's crazy.
I'm going to bust.
I think it's like... Oh, no, it's
not, it's not, I'm not sure.
I think look. Between 36 and 72 minutes.
Is that going to be your negotiation tactic with the lady? Like, by the way, I'm clear now. I'm shooting blanks.
I've got 6 o'clock. Yeah, can we snippity snip this up?
That's crazy. It's not going to work.
I might get one, actually.
I had a bit.
Because you can reverse it, innit?
You can reverse it, yeah. Not always, but in theory, you can.
And sometimes it reattaches itself, no?
Is that the excuse you got to give if you get someone pregnant post
vasectomy? I get someone pregnant, I'll be like, that's not my...
Yeah, vasectomy.
That's what I wanted to say. I wanted to write... I don't think it works, but I had this joke idea. It's more for a skit that someone came in and asked for a vasectomy, but they wanted to backdate it because they got someone pregnant.
On a receipt, on an invoice.
So, yeah, I need a vasectomy, but I need you to change the date to the year to 2020 or something.
That is
like
not how it works, sir.
I don't think you can backdate a vasectomy.
Is that why I need that done?
If you did, you'll be... If you could... You'd be fucking rich.
Oh, I've a queue really? Outside from the door. And is that...
Can you imagine?
But I need this vasectomy to be from last week. What?
And then, yeah, let's say you do it and you get the certificate and then it's like, but we did a DNA test, it's your kid. And it's like,
this tinfoil hat time. You believe that shit?
That DNA that wrong. Quack. That DNA wrong. What's the DNA even stand for, mate? I don't know.
Do not answer.
Sound like Tristan Thompson.
Yeah. You're making up science.
Oh, gee, we're about to wrap up there, man. Yeah, our two-part special. Thank you. That's been another episode of Them Late Nights and Them Wet Wipes. You know who this is. You know who I be. I've been one of your co-hosts, Michael Akadiri. And to the left has been...
Kazeem Jamal. K to the A to the Z. In between Michael Akadiri and Darren G.
And to the far, far left now.
Oh, see, Bill Pay submission. Who's that? It's me. It's Darren G.
Take care and peace, Redwin.